Well, hello people, and how are you today on this very sunny, hot day in the UK? Very unusual, but there it is. And I know it's very hard to keep chipper in this clown world we live in today. I mean, how much time have I got left to tolerate it? But what about the young people? They gotta live their whole lives like it. And as you may have heard in the UK, bumbling Boris has resigned. He's not leaving just yet, but he's resigned. And of course he wasn't taken down by the people of the country, because you're not allowed to do that anymore. The people have no power. He was taken down by his own cabinet, really. But of course the problem is, what's the alternative? Who else is going to be in that's going to do a better job? Sure, bumbling Boris didn't do a great job, but at least he tried. And God help the UK if they do what they normally have done all over the world nowadays, is to get the man out in some superficial way to put a femon in. Because that would mean more chaos and drama. But let's take a look at the other leaders of the countries in the world. Are they leaders, or have they all become kind of dictators to the peasants? Because the people don't seem to have any power in their own countries anymore. The leaders seem to be doing whatever they want to do, whatever they think is right, and not for the people. I mean, case in point is Canada, isn't it? And Canada used to be a democracy, but it isn't anymore. More Canadians dislike Trudeau than like him, and yet he's still in power. Take a look at the New Zealand Prime Minister, who's a femon, of course. She does a lot of virtual signalling and pretending how good and great she is, but in reality, of course, she isn't. It's an act. You only have to look at the laws she's bringing in. It's all down to control. A dictator. And, of course, Macron is disliked by most of the French people. And of course, Biden of the United States is just a puppet that can't read his lines very well. And yet all these people are still in power. You see, many years ago when I was a younger man, these people wouldn't still be there because the people of the country had the power to remove them. And I have no real understanding how people are tolerating being told what to do every day. And their money's been taken and they're living a lower standard of life. Why, the elites are living like kings and queens. What they need in the UK, at least, is somebody who has reality. Somebody who actually worked and lived in the UK as a normal person. Because everybody in the cabinet in the UK has never really worked in their lives. They've been born with a spoon in their mouths. A silver spoon. Sometimes a gold spoon. And they have no real idea of the struggles of real life in the UK. And it seems to be to get elected all you got to do is lie and virtual signal and promise all these things. And then when they get in, they do none of those things. It was just a persona, a facade. And the femons in the governments are the best at it, of course, because they did it outside of the parliament in normal life. Every femon creates a persona, not who they really are, just somebody that's too good to be true, of course. You know the old saying, sugar and spice and everything nice, but it's all just an act. And a lot of men have seen through the femon's act now and don't believe hardly a word they say. And a lot of men, including me, knew that femons couldn't be as good as they were saying they were and pretending they were. But I don't think any of us really thought they were going to turn out as bad as they really are. And men have realized that femons do something nice because they want something. They don't seem to do anything nice just off the cuff, do they? And a lot of men have realized that femons can't love a man. Because they love themselves far too much for that. But the femons still believe they can fool men like they've done for many years by lying and virtual signaling, but it's not working too well for them anymore, because men are not believing them at all. And even the decent femons, if there's any left, are suffering too. You see, femons haven't changed over the hundreds of years. They used to get themselves into situations and chaos, and guess who got them out? Men did. And men forgave femons over and over. But chivalry is dead now, and feminism killed it. And it'll never return, at least in my lifetime. For the first time in their lives, femons are actually really alone. And supposedly free. Because femons don't need no man, do they? And that's good, because it gives man a break to get on with things he wants to do in his life. Which he wasn't allowed to do before, because he had to take care of the femon. And most men's lives now are quieter, less chaos. He has more money and more time to spend it on himself. And why not? He's earned it. So have a good day, gentlemen, and remember, femons all are smoke and mirrors. And they are so entitled, and they think the most important people on the planet. And yet man is the one who keeps the world turning. Because femons are all to do about nothing. And that's it. And now I'm going to go make myself a coffee. I drink a lot of coffees during the day and the evening. So I'm trying something. I'm trying some decaf. I'll sort of alternate it. See how that works for me. Because eventually they've made coffee, decaf that is, that actually still tastes like coffee. So stay awake and aware, people out there. And mind the gap. Take it easy.